The Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Darkness falls, I will hold you to my chest. Smiled when we parted and cried when we met. She whispered, I hope you have no regrets. I hope you have no regrets. I think I'm falling and I need.
And of course, that is the one and only Tom Jackson. And Tom joins us now. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Tom, this is an incredible honor for me to spend time with you today.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you so much.
Tom, tell us a little bit about your career. What's your journey been like?
It's been exciting, to say the least. I'm very fortunate guy in that a lot of things that have happened to me were really timing. I started out volunteering for a public access radio station broadcasting, and that led to a conversation with CBC, and they offered me a show. And when I realized that radio doesn't have a color, and at that time that was very significant in 1971, so that gives you an idea how old I am. It was all the way back. And but that kind of just evolved to another thing. I prior to that, I had a friend of mine who worked at an Indian and Métis friendship center, and he was a musician, and he went grabbed me by the scruff of the neck, and he said, Jackson, why don't you do something else with your life instead of running around with gangs? And I said, like, what? And he said, well, I don't know. Would you like to learn how to play guitar? So he showed me how to play guitar. Mm-hmm. And he's gone now, but his name was Graham Jones, and he was from Winnipeg. And I started to tinker around on the guitar, and then I had an opportunity to sing once where Ian Tyson was, but I wanted to sing one of his songs, and I felt embarrassed to go and ask him. So I thought, oh, maybe I'll start writing songs. So, I mean, that sounds all goofy, but it's true. And that led into theater and subsequently film and television.
Do you ever look back and think, how did it all happen?
Sorry, I didn't quite hear you.
I said, do you ever think back and think, how did this all happen? And it just sort of, it sounds like it all built on one another.
It did, but at some point in my life, I realized that I had to be doing something for somebody else. And I became much more proficient at what I was doing when I started realizing I wanted to do it for somebody else. And that came out of what evolved today to be Stories, Songs, and Santa Clauses. I had a time in my life where I was living in a dark space, and I built this space myself, and I was addicted to drugs, and I had a visitor, and the visitor came to me and said, you know, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to send you an angel. And that angel is going to be worse off than you. And if you help that angel, I'm going to help you. And I said, well, how am I going to know this angel have wings? And he said, no. And I went looking. I took the deal. And I went looking. And I found that there were a lot of angels out there that were worse off than me. And that brought me here to you. So everything that I've done since then has been dedicated to helping others that were worse off than me, because it saved my life and it made a huge difference to me, and it made a difference ultimately to a lot of people in this country and to some degree around the world. So if you're down and out, let me just say, go do something for somebody. Mm-hmm. Pick up your phone and to tell somebody else that you love them and tell them to do the same.
Wow.
You'll feel better, and the person you're talking to will feel better. I mean, we have a responsibility these days to make people happy and healthy. Healthy is happy, happy is healthy. So what we can do as entertainers in particular is make people smile. I mean, I think that art is the most powerful tool for transformation and instrument of transportation in the world. So we should use it. If you're talented and you have things, do something for somebody else.
And, you know, I'm not often speechless, but what you shared, Tom, in terms of an angel and how you sort of got yourself out of that situation and by helping somebody else, I mean, that's a message, I think, no matter what time of year we hear it, is an important one. There's just so much hate right now, Tom. Do you feel it?
I do. My focus has become on the lives of children. We have to pay attention to how the child is being impacted by the world right now. You may not think, but when all this is going on in Ukraine, the conflict in Ukraine, there's 7.5 million children in Ukraine that don't know how to be a child anymore. And our children watch that. They get impacted. We need to teach children to be children. If you ask me what's the secret to that, if there was, well, be kind. You don't have to teach a child kindness. You only need to be kind to the child. And if your family sees that, they'll like it.
Mm-hmm.
And what if your community sees it, sees the family? They'll like it. What if the nation sees it? What happens then? What if they like it? It's a beautiful thing.
It is
but
a beautiful thing.
To be kind.
And you're bringing all that beauty to the capital. And tell us a little bit about your visit here to Ottawa.
Well, I've got two friends that I'm traveling with, Tom McKillop and John MacArthur Ellis. They helped me. We're comrades and tricksters. And we poke each other all the way through our show. And we get to teach the audience the verb. Christmas is a verb. Would you agree?
I agree.
It's like we've known this for all our lives. Mm-hmm. We get a chance to give gifts to children and to moms and dads and sons and daughters and sisters and brothers. And it makes us feel good. So Christmas, don't just celebrate it. Be Christmas.
Beautiful.
And we're going to show you how to do that when you come to the show. Our job is to give you joy, and we're dedicated to that.
And where can people see the show, Tom? What date and where are we finding you?
Well, now you're asking me. I got to put my glasses on now.
I can help you out a little bit. I believe it's December the 11th at the First Unitarian Church Congregation of Ottawa.
See, you're reading my mind now. You have ESP.
Good, there you go. So are tickets still available? Do you know, Tom?
Yes, they are. Tickets, you can go to harmonyconcerts.ca. Harmonyconcerts.ca.
What's it like when you come to the Capitol, Tom, and spend time here?
I once thought, and this is could be 30 years ago, something like that, that I first frequented the Capitol, and I thought to myself, if there was another place that I wanted to live, Ottawa would be the place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on my list. If I ever decide to settle down somewhere, you might find me in your backyard.
I would love that. I would love that. Absolutely. It's such an honor to spend time with you. When you come to the Capitol and you look out into that that audience on December the 11th. Hopefully we've inspired some of our listeners to get tickets as well. You know, what? Who do you think you're going to see in the audience, Tom?
I think we'll find people who believe in the celebration of Christmas. I mean, that seems so obvious, but it's also people who I've known over the years. I mean, you may not think that I know you, but I do. You know me, but you saved my life. You may not know it, mm-hmm. but I know you. You care about others. And you saved my life and saved others' lives by doing that. And even being at the show, that's exactly what you're doing. You're saving lives. You're helping others. You're helping women who are in distress, right?
Absolutely. And Tom, you know, when I think about this tour that you're doing, you're coming to the Capitol. Where else are you heading? Where else can we find you in the country?
Well, we will be from Ottawa. We're going to Halifax for Feed Nova Scotia. And that's a food bank out there. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to St. John's, and that's the end of our tour.
Wow.
We started out in New Westminster in British Columbia. And we went to Kamloops, Lethbridge, Calgary, Edmonton, Regina, Winnipeg, Peterborough, Toronto, and then on to Ottawa.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're so grateful that you're making a stop here in the Ottawa area and sharing all your talents and with your two comrades. It certainly is appreciated that you would come on and spend time with us on City News. It definitely is a career highlight for me today, Tom. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. You know, we may think in our lives that we have become successful and worked hard to get there, but we always have to remember it takes a team. So to honor the team that helped you by looking back every once in a while to make sure that there's somebody isn't falling behind you, and you can honor the team that helped you by helping them.
Beautifully said. Tom Jackson spending time with us today on City News, actor, musician, activist, and just sharing some beautiful words with us today. He's going to be in Ottawa December the 11th performing there a very special program called Stories, Songs, and Santa Claus. Appreciate his time today. When we come back, we're going to spend some time with one of the members of the Ottawa Police Service. Stay with us here on City News.
Sam LaPrade will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.